In this second reading, in the reading from Paul to the Corinthians, Paul exhorts them to let there be no divisions among you, no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. It's always important for us to be reminded as a church to not be divided, but to always be united. And where does this unity come from? Paul says in the mind. It's the interior life that brings unity to the church. It's not just simply doing things together. I'll give you an example. I've used this example before. You could have two soldiers going to war. We'll say maybe in one of the Muslim countries. One soldier might be thinking, I want to liberate these people from their oppressors. I want to free them. The one right next to them might be saying, I want to kill as many Muslims as possible. One has a good intent, the first one. The second one has a very evil intent. They're not in union. And so even though they're doing the same thing, they don't possess unity. In the same way in the church, if we don't have the same mind, even though we do the same thing, we're not necessarily in unity. So unity is very difficult to attain because we have to have the right mindset and the right disposition of the heart as well. It's really difficult to have that, especially when it comes to the church, because we're sinners. We're all sinners. John says that if anybody claims that they have no sin, they make God a liar. We're all sinners, and that's a reality that we have to accept. But we have to be in unity as well. What is the church? The church is more than people. There's more to it than us here on earth. The church is something beautiful. There are many people who like to go with anti-institutional religion. Oh, I have my spirituality, but I don't want religion. Religion has any part of it. God calls everybody. God calls everybody and welcomes everybody into the church. That means we're all called, and everybody is called to be part of the church of God. The church of God is the physical expression of God's love for us. That's what it's made to do. That's what Holy Mother Church is for, to be a physical expression in the world of God's love for us. God does not have a body anymore. You know, Jesus was here. He had a body. He was able to physically express himself. But other than the Eucharist, he has no body. And in the Eucharist, he has no hands and feet. So the church today is a physical expression, first of all, through the people of God. Now, we're sinners. Hopefully, we can have mercy on sinners. But if it were not for the institution of the church, if we think about this, there would be no St. Joseph Church. There would be no St. Mary's Church. There would be no St. Thomas Church here in town. There would be no Blue Nuns. There would be no Pope Francis. There would be no saints that we can rely on. There would be no rosary. There would be no prayers. There wouldn't even be an Our Father because there would be no Bible. Because it's the church that gave us the Bible. There would not be a community in which we can rely for each other. There would be no St. Vincent de Paul, no Catholic Charities, no Catholic Relief Services. There would be no Knights of Columbus. There would be no Marian Society or Ladies Guild. There would be no Provena or Aquin. None of that would exist. And a good chance, a lot of us wouldn't know each other. That's what the institution of the church provides. There would be no smile ministry, none of that. So we think about, and we stop and think about what the church does. It's here to serve us, and it's there to love us. Now, yes, there are sinners in the church, and in fact, I kind of like that. Because if there are no sinners in the church, then I have no hope, because I'm a sinner. We're all sinners, and we're all trudging our way to get to heaven. We're all here to help each other get to heaven. And so when we create divisions among us through gossip, through criticism, through judging the church, I find it kind of ironic. I get a lot of questions. A lot of people will ask me, well, what do you think about Pope Francis, thinking there's some political motive or anything behind it, Mike? He's great. Why would I say anything else? He's our Pope. He's our leader. For me as a priest, I'm not called to have my opinion or my political agenda. If I were to put that ahead of what the church teaches, then I would be a wicked priest. Not a bad priest. I'd be a wicked priest because I'd be leading you astray. I can't afford to have my own opinion, because I can tell you one thing, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the 2,000 years of wisdom to gain to try to decide on what is right or wrong to do. I have to rely on Holy Mother Church to do that. And it's in the humility and acknowledging that, that we start to grow, that we come closer to Jesus Christ, that we can get finally to our goal. And hopefully we get there together. All of us have an equal dignity, whether pope, bishop, priest, or laity. We're all equal, but we all have our part to do. And in humility, we try to do our part to help each other, to help the city of God grow and manifest itself here in this earth and this world. Because as we know, we need it. And when we act under that inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and under the inspiration that the church has given us, that is when the world becomes a better place. That is where we become hope for others, when we become obedient to Holy Mother Church. I know it's hard. I know, especially when we look at bishops and priests who sin. But I can tell you one thing. I'm not a Catholic because of what other people do. I'm a Catholic because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. And any other reason, you're on sand and you're going to sink. Because I can tell you one thing, I can guarantee you somebody in the pew will offend you, because we're sinners. I hope to God I don't offend you. If I have, please accept my apology. I'm doing the best I can. And know that the Pope and the bishops are doing the best they can. And hopefully the people in the pew are doing the best they can. We've only got so much we can deal with. We're sinners. And when somebody attacks us, somebody attacks me, then it's my turn to be merciful. Then it's my turn to give hope for that other person who needs that. Because we all need that. Instead of lashing out and getting caught up in the gossip and criticizing other people, maybe we should all do the same. To be merciful towards others. You see, this is why I love the fact that we are sinners, because if you were all perfect, I don't know why I'd be a priest. Quite frankly, I'm totally undeserving of this, but God called me nonetheless. And quite frankly, there would be nobody on earth that would be worthy of the priesthood. Nonetheless, he calls. And he calls, and he sanctifies, and he gives us the Holy Spirit for whatever part we have to do. For whatever Jesus Christ calls us in, he empowers us. So we thank God that God has given us Holy Mother Church. It is holy. It is sacred. So the next time we think about criticizing Holy Mother Church, we need to think twice. We need to think twice and encourage those people. Maybe we want to retaliate back. Encourage them in virtue. Not beat them down in vice. Conquer evil with goodness, not manifest vice all the more. This is what we need to do, and this is what we have a responsibility for, because the people who attack the church the most are Catholics. ex-Catholics or cafeteria Catholics, Catholics who want to criticize, who want to pick and choose what they can believe in the inside or what they can do on the outside. We all have a responsibility in the church. Yes, we are the church, but there's much more to it. We are the mystical body. There's a mystery behind it, because Jesus Christ, the head of the church, the head of the body, is guiding it. And I have full faith that he will continue to guide it. It's a beautiful thing. I've seen this happen myself, even in sinful priests in the seminary and after I've become a priest, to see sinful priests and the Holy Spirit still working through them. That's the power of God, because God can still work even though we sin. Even though we do evil, God can still do his work. We need only to be open to that gift, to see that, and to receive that grace. Holy Mother Church has been given to us as a means of grace, as a physical expression of God's love for us. Why would we want to criticize that? Why would we want to beat that down? So we praise God that God has given us such a wonderful gift that he would never leave us. He gives us the Eucharist, confession, the sacrament of marriage, holy orders, anointing of the sick, the saints, and countless gifts that he gives us every day. Praise God.